the Wham Bam East Fan Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or are not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open, you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, today's special guest, she's all the way from the Roxy Cabaret. What? Yee-haw. Give it up for Josephine. Aww. Josephine, please introduce yourself to the world.
Well, hello, I'm Josephine. I am a singer-songwriter in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. I sing at the Roxy. It's my main gig. I'm there 3 to 4 nights a week. Well, 3 right now, but regularly 4. I do my own music as well, of course, which is the main priority always. I should get this closer to my mouth.
Yes, and we're going to hear some today.
Yeah, but
tell me more about your band. Tell me about your bandmates.
Okay, well, I have 2 different bands, obviously. I have, like, the cover band that I work with at the Roxy, which I'm super blessed to work with such talented musicians. They are beyond. Their talent is, it blows my mind all the time.
Jason Bunnell.
Yes, there's Jason, there's Dave Patton, Jared Suter, Scotty McGregor, Sam Cartwright, Jim McLaren. These are just a few of the musicians that come through the Roxy doors and work regularly with us. Again, I'm super blessed to work with them. We also have Antoinette, the other singer. Nett is what she goes by with her artist name. She is a phenomenal vocalist and one of my dearest friends. So aww. I'm super happy I get to work with her on a regular basis. She's Tuesday nights at the Roxy. We also have Matt Genereux, who's he won 5 BCCMA Awards for Bass Player of the Year as well. So we do have quite the genre of artists at the Roxy, and it's we're really blessed to work with each other, and it's a really fun environment. To have a regular gig like that in the city is really great as well. Keeps your chops up, gets your performance practice hours in, you know.
Yes, and we're here with my co-host John in the house. Say hello, John.
Hello, it's John in the house in the Studio A today.
Yes.
Hi. How's everybody doing out there?
Good. All right. And tell everyone, how did you meet Josephine?
How did I meet Josephine? Well, I went back in May. I had a metal show there because I know the booking agent, Clyde Hill, Magnetize Management. And so I put on about, he asked me for some help, put some shows on there. So I put 4 shows on there. And then I met Sasha, the general manager there. And he kind of liked what I did. So he gave me $100 worth of Roxy dollars, which I promoted on our show here. And unfortunately, none of our listening audience came and identified John in the house in the Roxy. So I ended up giving away to fans. And so then I stayed there one night because a friend of mine was there. I haven't seen him in 10, 12 years. And he was buying me drinks and stuff. And then,
as they do there.
Yeah. And I'm a non-drinker now, but I just said, okay, well, what the hell? So I was there and I heard Josephine. And then after her first set, I just captured by her beautiful voice. I say, a light bulb goes off of my thing. Oh, interview. So I went up there. We exchanged
information.
Yeah. And the rest is history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and John, you said when you were coming up here, you saw some raccoons. Tell me about that.
Yeah, up on the main, Convocation Mall, mm-hmm. where it's undercover. They were doing some work on the roof, and they had this garbage chute, those huge or yellow circular things. And climbing on one of the platform below, there was one raccoon waiting, and the other raccoon was slowly inching its way down with its, they're arboreal, they can climb anything. So he was slowly grabbing the pole and putting his foot down on the nut thing, and very delicately, and the students were just laughing their head off, because they really enjoyed that. Maybe they haven't seen them, but I told the students, hey, Google arboreal. And you'll learn something about them.
Excellent. And did you know we have a show here called Raccoon City? It's by one of our new volunteers. We're going to play that show promo. And after that, we're going to get to the first song called La La. We'll
that
be back.
My first single. Hey, my name's Katie. You want some cool new music to listen to? Want to know about up-and-coming artists, albums, and more? Well, come hang out with me every Tuesday from 12 to 1. Raccoon City's where I'll be. Hope to see you there.
And we are back. All right, so tell me about this first song called Lala.
Okay, well, Lala was my first single release ever, which obviously near and dear to my heart. Like, that was a big step for me as a artist and mm-hmm. a singer. It's a very vulnerable thing to do, to put out something like that, but like, it was a great experience. People were very supportive of this song. We chose this song first to go out because you basically send out an example of your EP being like, what do people like off of it, and everyone was so drawn to this song. It's a very upbeat, happy tune, but there's kind of like a dark side to it, in the sense if you actually listen to the lyrics, it's more or less just me like not really knowing who I am and being okay with it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. there's so many judgments out there for a young woman, especially when you put yourself out in the public eye like I do, and you feel the need to be what everyone else wants you to be. And when I wrote this song with another talented musician in the city, his name is Ryan Stead, it was basically just me trying to touch on these feelings that I had where I feel like this, but I'm actually this, or am I this, or do I even know what I am? And just the confusion of like thinking about that all the time and really being in your head about that all the time. And it's kind of more of a parody light way of saying like, I don't care. Like, I am who I am. I don't care anymore. That's what the la 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 is.
I see. All right. Well, here's La La on CJSF.
I may not have superpower, but I can lose my mind in any hour. Singing la la la.
guys know, we are on TikTok Live, folks. Mm-hmm. So, Josephine, tell people where they can sign up so they can see this.
Okay, well, my TikTok Live, go to my Instagram, which is Josephine_music, or my TikTok is Josephine_music as well. I have my link in my bios to get to my TikTok Live. We're live right now, so if you go to my profile, you'll be able to just click on the thing, and it'll go right to the live, which is this current interview.
Amazing. Mm-hmm. All right, so you were telling me about Ryan. How did you meet Ryan?
Okay, well, Ryan is and my ex-partner, mm-hmm. actually.
Yes.
We have parted ways now, amicably. But, yeah, this whole EP was created with him. He is a very talented guitar player and songwriter and producer in Vancouver City. It was a pleasure to make this with him. It was a great experience, of course. Molded a lot of who I am as an artist and a singer now. He produced this entire EP with me during COVID. Obviously, everyone has their COVID projects. Mine was to create an EP. It brought us closer in many ways, and it was wonderful to work with him on the project.
Yeah, and is this song, are you doing the next one together? It's called I'm With You?
Oh, that was a duet that we put out. It's a cover of Avril Lavigne's I'm With You, as you said.
Oh, yes.
A song that we're both big Avril Lavigne fans. We're both pop punk rock fans. We were those, like, little band rats growing up kind of thing. So we wanted to pick a song that would duet well, first of all, and that we both really enjoyed. And it was just, it started out just as a fun project that we were doing at home. And we showed it to some friends, and they were like, this is really good. You should put this out. So we just decided to release it. And I really love this song personally. I think we did a great job of it.
Perfect. Right here on CJSF. beautiful. Yeah. All right. So John is going to talk about events that are happening around town.
Well, this Thursday down at Lanaloo's, down in Gastown area of Vancouver, is Heathens Sins. They are a metal band from Surrey and other parts of the Lower Mainland. You got to check them out. They're just amazing sound, and it's $15 at the door. And if you go there, you'll meet John in the house, because I plan to go there and support my good friends in Heathen Sins. Down in White Rock, where I live, is two open mics, or one open mic, kind of a jam, Thursday blues jam. They're at the Beer Shack on Johnson Street, south of White Rock Center. And then down on the beach, West Beach Bar and Grill, they have a wonderful Thursday night blues jam too, with James Shepherd and John Cale. And the blues jam up at the Beer Shack is run by my good friend. He's the host of this show every Thursday, Glenn Pearson. So if you're in the neighborhood, coming from Surrey, coming from Vancouver, check out the local music in White Rock.
Yes.
And at Lanaloo's this Thursday.
Lanaloo's. We love Lanaloo's.
Yeah.
And also this Saturday at 11 o'clock, Eastside Flea Holiday Market. So if you're looking for some Christmas gifts, it's 1101 Union Street in Vancouver. All right, let's hear some Heathen Sins. Yes, we are back. And that song was called Devil in the Backseat. Yes.
Heathen Sins.
And yes, Josephine, you said you like to listen to metal too.
Yes, I'm a little metal. I've had past partners and friends and a lot of male musicians in my life who love metal music, and so I've grown a love for it in the past years, and it's probably I really like listening to metal music working out.
Awesome. That's how you get
drives
good
me into it.
Yeah. Workout, exactly. Mm-hmm. Just do the grind.
Yeah, exactly. Just gets the blood pumping.
Right. So yes, we were going to talk about other inspirations that who do you listen to?
Well, I mean, asking a cover artist what her favorite artist is so hard. There's so many. Mm-hmm. I'm inspired in different ways.
Yes,
also.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Dream people, though. I mean, Pink's always been a massive pull for me. I love what she stands for, as well as her voice, as well as her songwriting abilities. I like the comedic pull she also brings into her music. Like, when you watch your music videos, like, you totally relate to it, but you also have a chuckle to it. I love to bring humor to things, especially when I'm uncomfortable.
Okay.
Which a lot of times when you're writing music, it can be, like, uncomfortably emotional. So, like, bringing a bit of humor to something can be a way that I pull out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I love, what Pink brings to it as well. Other artists I'm really inspired by right now, I mean, obviously the Queen, Dua Lipa. Do love her very much. I love her low register. I love how she's bringing the lower register back into the pop community, especially for a girl like me who has always had a more alto-toned voice.
Mm-hmm.
I've worked really hard to have a higher range, but ultimately my voice is a lower tone, and artists like her really made me feel more secure in being expressive with that tone of voice, and so I definitely love playing off of her. And Cher is a big pull.
That's
for
old
me.
School. Wow,
that was my first concert ever.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah.
Okay, John, what's your first concert?
Oh, my first concert probably was way back in high school.
Yeah,
in Vancouver, I went to see April Wine. Remember that band? Bill Henderson's band, and then he went off by himself later. But April Wine, I love the song that has the fire engine things.
All right, and you told me that while the song was playing, Charlotte Cardin, you said you saw her at the
Commodore Ballroom this week. That was a show.
Yes.
Oh, God. Ugh, I'm trying so hard not to cuss here because I'm a big cusser. literally though. No, it was a phenomenal show, and I love the Commodore Ballroom. That is a major bucket list place for me. If I could ever play the Commodore Ballroom, guys, I would die. That would be the dream. Of course, bigger than that, Manifest, but like Commodore Ballroom's everything.
It will happen.
But yeah, I saw Charlotte Cardin there this week, and I was so inspired by her. It was such a good show, down from the lighting to the sound. She sounds exactly like her EP, like her album. Oh, God, everything was good.
Excellent.
She's a great inspo.
And we're going to play Feel Good right now on CJSF.
There you go.
Titanic, y a des choses que je comprendrai jamais. Pyramide, et j'ai pensé tomber contre toi, Italique. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. Plus je me sens à l'aise, ironique. Et j'ai pensé mourir avec toi, cyanide. J'entends toujours le son de ta voix qui m'invite, mon amour. Feel nice.
good, and that was called Feel Good. Yeah, now I totally feel good right now.
Yeah,
see, music works. Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about coffee, because we were going to get wired up because of your... Yeah, who takes all the photos and videos for your music videos and stuff?
At the Roxy?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, there's even your
video shoots, too. Yeah.
There's a variety of people. Yeah. I'm lucky enough and blessed enough to work with some other great creatives in the Vancouver area.
Mm-hmm.
Before at the Roxy, our marketing and social media manager, who's recently had a baby, so she's on maternity leave at the moment, but her name's Kristen. Kristen Lindahl. She did a lot of my photos for art and stuff. She has such a creative touch, and she's so good at the marketing side of things. So I worked with her for a while, beginning of releasing music and with the Roxy. Right now, I'm actually working with a really talented photographer named Michael Thomas. Well, Mike Thomas, all the photos on my Instagram page of like my live shows at the Roxy are all taken by him. He does a lot of other shows in the city as well. He's fully for hire. I highly recommend if you have a live show to hire him. He really knows how to capture live music moments. The reason why I actually met Mike and wanted to work with him is because I did my first original show, like, ever at the Roxy, just at the tail end of COVID. And I somehow